G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
A biblical perspective on life, culture and current events. This is 2020 on Vision.
This is Andrew McLennan. Years ago, a movie about Jesus was called The Greatest Story Ever Told. It was an epic, star-studded classic. And as we approach Easter, every Christian has a desire for people to learn the story of not only Easter, but the story of Jesus, so that others can come to know him in a personal way. So it's always good to see the story of Jesus communicated in new and fresh ways that are relevant to and resonate with people in our modern world. Author Carol Louise has written a book about Jesus called Diary of a Stinky Donkey, and she joins me now. Carol, welcome.
Hi, Andrew. It's great to be here with you again.
It certainly is, Carol, and we did have a chat last year, but for those listeners who haven't heard about the Diary of a Stinky Donkey, what is this book all about?
Yeah, well, it's pretty special, actually. About 5 years or so ago, when I was a school chaplain, I wrote the book in fourth term. I wasn't planning on writing a book. I was just writing stuff for my kids so they could understand the Christmas story. I asked God every year how to do that, and he said, why don't you this time? The Holy Spirit dropped this idea into my spirit about writing diary entries from Joseph's donkey's perspective. So by the time I got to the end of week 5, I realized that I'd just written a children's book, which was kind of pretty cool. And so Diary of a Stinky Donkey was born. It took a few years to find my amazing illustrator. She is just such a gift from God to me, and so inspired by God with her illustrations. There's so many stories about even just the illustrations on Stinky's Facebook page.
Well, let me jump in there because you're 100% right. You've sent me a copy of the book. And by the way, for all of our listeners out there, it is amazing. And for a kid's book, I can't think of anything better. I'm not saying that with any personal agenda. I've got no skin in the game here. I don't have shares in Carol's new publicly listed company called Diary of a Stinky Donkey. But the artwork, like you said, the colours, it just draws you in. It makes you want to turn the page and read the story. So you're right, that person that did that artwork, it's amazing.
Yeah, she is. And as I said, on Stinky Donkey's Facebook page, there's a lot of videos we've put there of some of the backstories behind some of those pictures, so people can go and have a listen to some of the amazing things that God did in that space. But, yeah, it's been a pretty amazing, I guess, 6 months since we launched the actual book. We self-published in October last year. It's a slower beginning. So, yeah, but we're really happy with that. And we've got the Moogara Passion Play this week that we're going to sell it at too, because it's great coming up to Easter, as you said. You know, we're plugging it. Well, this is the story of the beginning of Jesus' life. At Easter, we celebrate, obviously, his death and resurrection, but this is the story about how he actually came to be in our world. And it's obviously relevant all year round.
Absolutely. It's a great time to give a child or even an adult with an appreciation of art and colours and really cool stories. It is a great time to give them a book about the story of Jesus, because Easter really is, you know, part B of the story, isn't it? Christmas is part A, but Easter is really part B and beyond. It's actually the most important part of the story, but it's a great opportunity to remind people, you know, who Jesus is and what he did.
Yeah, and Stinky in the back of the book writes a letter to the people reading, explaining a little bit about Easter as well, about the cross. And so, yeah, it's a beautiful little book. So many stories too coming in. It's just amazing. We had a lady, a retired lady. So, first of all, thank you for last year's plug on Vision. I had orders. My phone just went off for 24 hours. I had orders from all over Australia. You know, who knew there's a town in Tasmania called Snug? So cute. So
is there really? I love Tasmania. There's another place called, I think it's called Happy Valley or something. It just sounds like or Happy something. And every time I read it, I think I need to go to that place just to feel happy. I want to go there.
There's a town called Blessington as well. A friend of mine has property there.
I need to do a tour of Tasmania. I've been to Hobart and Lonnie, they call it, and they're both just really amazing. So you've been to Tassie as well a few times?
No. These are just from friends and Stinky getting sent down there that I've learnt this stuff. So, yeah, it's cool. We had one retiree here in Brisbane who initially bought 7 copies for herself and her grandchildren. When she read it, she's obviously a bit of an evangelist, Ilona her name is, and she ordered 4 more to give as gifts to friends as an evangelistic tool, and then she ordered another 3 more. She had to keep waiting for her payday to come through, and she ordered 3 more because she said this is just an amazing evangelism tool. So that was pretty awesome.
Well, it is. And tell us some stories. I know you've had some feedback from people who've actually found a faith in Jesus after reading The Diary of a Stinky Donkey.
Yeah, well, the very first, we had 2 launches, and one for my illustrator. At her launch, one of the teachers, she's a chaplain as well, and one of the teachers from her school was at the launch, and we didn't know that, but she'd walked away from faith about 4 years previously. And she bought the book, took it home, read it that night, and gave her life back to the Lord. And she was in church on Sunday and is just going strong with God ever since. We have so many people who say they read the book and they just cried because of how beautiful Stinky, the gift that God has given Stinky to share, you know, how much God loves our stinky world. And I had this... Peter Howie also on my Facebook page put this beautiful review. This is such a special book. The presence of God and his joy was so strong as I read and enjoyed the beautiful illustrations on each page. I cried. Stinky Donkey is such a beautiful character. I'm so grateful God loved us even when we were stinky. So that was from her. And there's also this one. So Mia is my illustrator, is Chinese, okay? And so she came to Australia, I can't remember how many years ago, I'm going to say 8, might have been longer, and became a Christian in Australia. So over Christmas, she went home, and this is her comment about Stinky when she went home. So and her family are not believers. So my auntie is the only person who can speak or read English in my family in China. When we went there, we gave her a book, and a few days later, she came to our house and told me that she read the book. So I asked her what is her favourite picture from the book, and she said it was the one with Mary and Elizabeth together. From the book, she asked lots of questions about the story and Jesus. On the same day before she came over, though, my mum had actually firmly told me, do not tell anyone about Jesus anymore. So I didn't tell my auntie about Jesus, but I only answered her questions about Jesus. It also gave me an opportunity to share my testimony about when Jesus had healed me miraculously. My dad was very amazed by that story. So, again, opening doors into people who've maybe never heard or just don't really understand what Jesus is all about. You know, some people just think he was a good person, you know, and...
Yeah. So what this is telling me, Carol, is that this book, The Diary of a Stinky Donkey, it contains the gospel. And
absolutely.
People are being saved reading this book. And that's why I want everyone in the whole world to have a copy of this book, because I've got one now. Because Carol, you don't have to look far into the news, whether it's mainstream media or social media, or you just talk to the people in your world, and our world is just... It seems to be getting darker and darker, and people are feeling hopeless. They're feeling disempowered.
Yeah.
They're feeling angry. People are losing it everywhere and anyhow they possibly can. There's so many forms of rage in our society now. We've gone beyond road rage now to everything rage. Yeah. This world needs the gospel, Carol. Diary of a Stinky Donkey is obviously God-breathed, God-anointed to touch the hearts of unbelievers with the story of Jesus.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. We even had a church last year who did their whole, just leading up to Christmas, did a whole service, a family service, and they read the whole book in sections throughout the service. It was amazing. Absolutely amazing. So, yeah, a friend of mine's a librarian down in Victoria, and I sent her a book, and she emailed me back a few days later and says, the first person's checked out Diary of a Stinky Donkey. So that was really cool.
That's really cool. Now you've got the book. It's The Diary of a Stinky donkey, but you've also got an activity pack available as well. So what is the activity pack?
It's basically 22 pages of colouring in and puzzles and different things that kids can do, which is, it follows the story of the book. So we've turned some of the illustrations into the book into black and white images and made them into colouring in. But there's also, in most of those pages, there's things that kids can have to work out themselves of, you know, what's the code here, or, you know, a maze and things like that. So that was a lot of fun to put together.
Yeah,
a lot of fun. So
let's not leave the adults out, Carol. I don't think we should say it's only for kids. I'd like to do that, especially over the Easter long weekend. Well, you know, we're looking for something to do. We want to get off those devices. Get the Diary of a Stinky Donkey activity pack when you get your copy of the book. If people want to contact you, Carol, and get themselves a copy of the book or the activity pack, is the Facebook page Stinky Donkey still the best way to contact you?
Yes, it is. And so that's where most of the people, I mean, I don't know if you can put a link to the email address when you put this on the air. But, yeah, that's basically where, at the moment, where everybody is contacting us.
Yeah, just order it over Facebook.
Yeah, you leave a message on Messenger and then I contact you. I've got a Square reader set up with that so I can make an account and send to people. And some people want to pay cash. Some people want to do bank transfers. Some people want to do credit cards. So it's all available. But that's the easiest way. Yeah.
And that email address, we will read it out a couple of times now. So what's that email address?
It's thestinkydonkey@gmail.com.
And with stinky, is there an E in it? It's S-T-I-N-K-Y, is it? S-T-I-N-K-Y.
That's right.
Yep. So say the email address again.
TheStinkyDonkey at gmail.com. So, yeah,
stinky is S-T-I-N-K-Y. TheStinkyDonkey at gmail.com. That's how they email you. But the easiest way, I think, there aren't many people left in the world that don't have Facebook. So the easiest way is probably just to contact you via the Facebook page, which is Stinky Donkey. It's the only Facebook page in the world called Stinky Donkey. I've done my research. It was the only one I could find. But Carol, I just want to once again commend you on writing this book. The fact that people are getting saved and coming back to Jesus just is just so inspiring and encouraging. And I honestly just pray that more and more people all around the world get their hands on a copy of this book and the activity pack and give it to people who aren't yet saved so that we can see more people come to know Jesus.
Amen. And if anyone's at Moolgara Dam this Saturday night, we'll be there selling the book.
Now Moolgara Dam, because we are Australia-wide, Carol, is in southeast Queensland.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
I believe it's near a town called Boona. Is that correct?
Correct. It is beautiful.
Beautiful country. Good. It's an old dairy farming country. I think Boona was settled by some German Christian migrants many years ago who went out there and started a farming community. And it kind of has that atmosphere. It's just got this beautiful atmosphere. I love going out there. But, Carol, I want to thank you so much for joining us on 2020 today.
Oh, thank you for having me again. It's been amazing.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.